Welcome to New Wave Heroes. In this show, there's lots of music from bands beginning with The, including The Vapors, The Skids, The Tourists, and The Pogues. Our classic album this week is Upstairs at Eric's from Yazoo, and I'll be reading some original readers' letters from Smash Hits magazine, August the 5th, 1982. Let's make a start.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Goes The Cure and In Between Days, and that's from the band's sixth album, Head on the Door. And that was a big hit in the UK and also reached the USA's Billboard's top 100. Only just though, number 99. That should have been called Head on the Camera, because when making the video, Robert Smith nearly got hit in the head with a camera. He threw his toys out of the pram and refused to be in the rest of it. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if he couldn't see it with all that hair. Have you seen him lately? He looks like your nan just after she's taped a pound coin to your birthday card.
Only the best music.
Bloody yesterday.
1985, and I know what you're thinking. I bet he says that's a Billy Bragg song. Well, exactly, that's a cover of a Billy Bragg song. And here's a random fact. You know that Tracy Ullman song, They Don't Know, the bit that goes, baby, that's Kirsty. Tracy Ullman couldn't reach the high notes, bless her. Well, nor can I, by the way. Kirsty had a rather famous father too, who wrote this.
I met my love by the gasworks wall, dreamed the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall, dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are dread across the moon, cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. The smoky wind, dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
And that was The Pogues with Dirty Old Town, and that was written by Kirsty's dad, Ewan McColl. And he was a singer and a prolific songwriter and a big noise in the 1960s folk revival. He was a very political man, and in 1935, MI5 opened a file on him, saying he was a communist with very extreme views who needed special attention. So for a while, Special Branch gave him some special attention and kept a keen eye on him. Now, apart from a man that needed special attention, and we all know someone like that, don't we? He was an actor, scriptwriter, an all-round creative man.
Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. two in a row.
Tracks in a row there, and that one was from 1979 and the Skids, Into the Valley. And good luck with the lyrics on that one at karaoke, I've got no idea. That was guitarist Stuart Adamson's first successful band, who then went on to form Big Country. And what a brilliant guitarist he was too. John Peel referred to him as the new Jimi Hendrix. And the Skids had four singles before breaking up, and it's tragic what happened to Stuart, who really was a force of nature with his guitar. After his death, U2's The Edge said that Adamson, with Big Country, had written the songs that he wished U2 could write. Big Country's album The Crossing remains one of my favourites, and you'll be definitely hearing some more Skids and Big Country in upcoming shows. And before that, it was The Vapors Turning Japanese, another band that suffered from the one-hit wonder curse. But the song has been covered a few times over the years, most notably by Kirsten Dunst, for the video, which was part of a 2009 exhibition called Pop Life, Art in a Material World. And that ran at London's Tate Modern in 2009. Here's REM.
Great music, great memories.
Got my
REM there with Orange Crush, and that's a single from their 1988 album Green. Coming up next, this week's Twin Spin from Depeche Mode, with two tracks 38 years apart. But first, this one.
I got you. That's all I want. I won't forget. That's a whole lot. I don't go out. Not now that you're in. Sometimes we shout. But that's no problem.
Split Ends and I Got You, and they were a great New Zealand band, but that's not surprising as the Finn brothers were in it, who went on to form Crowded House. That's a pub quiz music round winner right there. You can have that one. Okay, so it's that time in the show for our Twin Spin. This week it's Depeche Mode, first an 80s classic live, and then something a bit more recent.
Twin Spin.
Okay, this is See You.
Thank you.
The soundtrack to our lives.
This week's Twin Spin, this time from Depeche Mode. First you heard See You, originally from their second album A Broken Frame, which was released in September 1982. The track I played there was them live in Hammersmith from 1982, and that's a great recording that is. And you just heard the DMX remix of My Favourite Stranger from their most recent and 15th studio album, Memento Mori, and that was released in March 2023.
I'm
And that's a cover of the Dusty Springfield original by The Tourists. And if you think it sounds a bit like the Eurythmics, you'd be right, as it was Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox as one half of the band. Together for about 3 years, recording three albums, this was one of a handful of singles and the most successful before the band split. They were a couple at the time and went on to form the Eurythmics, and the rest is history, as they say. Sharona, and here's some facts about My Sharona. The song was written in 15 minutes, recorded in one take, mixed in another 15 minutes, was the fastest selling debut single since I Wanna Hold Your Hand by an unknown band from Liverpool, and has sold more than 10 million copies to date. It's been covered numerous times, parodied numerous times, sampled numerous times, and the list goes on and on. And talking of banging on and on, it's now time for our Dear Editor feature, where I read a few readers' letters from the music press back in the day. Now, today's are from Smash Hits magazine, the 5th of August 1982, Dear Editor, does Mark Arman talk so much that David Ball can't get a word in? Or is it just that Dave's late for his interviews, so Mark does them for him before he arrives? You see, so far you've done 3 soft sell interviews. Granted, the first one did have a bit of Dave in it, but not much. Then in April, the promised soft sell Q&A turned out to be a Mark Arman Q&A. Finally, in issue July the 8th, you've got soft sell written on the front and a picture of both of them. However, inside it's the same old story, a Mark Arman interview. I don't want to offend anyone, and I do like soft sell, but will somebody please do a Dave Ball interview? Because I'd like to hear his views for once. And that's from somebody called Kaz in Mold. Is that a real place? Mold? Dear Editor, why is it that AC/DC's For Those About to Rock is only given radio airplay when necessary, i.e. chart rundowns? And why, even on these rare occasions, is the actual canon ending completely missed out? To rub salt into this point, when AC/DC appeared on Top of the Pops, we had about a third of the actual video shown. I personally wouldn't have minded a bit more of this aforementioned band. Well, that's a big word. And can I add this, please? Is there anyone out there with the same taste as me? Believe me, I am an AC/DC, OMD, Tchaikovsky and Cockney Rejects fan. And that's from Dave Farley, Tour Point. Dave, you like an eclectic mix of music there. Dear Editor, it seems that in the past few months there have been hundreds of real musicians with real chips on their shoulders about synthesizer bands. They are criticized as not having any real talent and merely being able to press buttons in the right order. Surely there is a skill involved in writing the melodies that are played on the synthesizer. I know I would never write any sort of music, even if I had multi-tracked computerized composing machines to do it on, because the main problem is that people who have worked for years to master an instrument resent the way that groups like Soft Cell and Human League have achieved such great acclaim in such a short time. I understand that it takes a lot of perseverance and skill to master a real instrument, such as a guitar, but being a skillful player does not guarantee that the music you play is anything new, original or exciting. In fact, unless you have some radical new sound, it's all too easy for conventional bands to fall into well-trodden grooves. And that was from Caroline in Cowes on the Isle of Wight. Wow, that was some letter, Caroline, and you got the £5 record token that week, I note. So I play this one for Kaz, who's a huge Soft Cell fan, and I'll be back with more readers' letters after this.
For love in a sad song, with your Avenger eyes and your cat-like ways, I can hold you. You are a fool for me to be cruel. I'm leaning on this bar, listening to you sing, and your sad song rings in my ears, and I start to cry. My soul, and we're feeling old, feeling so cold. She is the torch and she is the theme. She could be a dream, but oh boy, is she real. Try to avoid her eyes, to avoid her words, they will hit you with all that you feel.
So that was Soft Cell and Torch. I'll read a couple more readers' letters, and after that it's our classic album from Yazoo. Dear Editor, one day in a boring English lesson, I got my Fab Smash Hits out and started reading it. Whilst doing this, it was snatched off me by my grotty teacher. She sat down with my precious mag and started to read it herself. Then she said to me, "No wonder people who read this literature get a low mark in their exams." Cheek in brackets. Little did she know, I got the highest mark on the English exam with 67%. Well, that's not very high. Anyway, thanks for the literature and everything else. And that's from Monica in Birmingham. P.S. This was written in an English lesson. Oh dear, here she comes. Dear Editor, in the last 6 months you have featured major articles on Adam Ant, ABC, Soft Cell, Duran Duran, Haircut 100. They don't stop reading this as soon as I mention his name, but what happened to Shaky? He's had 5 top 10 hits in just over a year, including 3 number ones, and was voted best male singer at the 1981 Rock and Pop Awards. I know many people who immediately label him as a prat or a teeny idol, but the same things are said, for instance, about Adam Ant, and you print his interviews with him. You can't plead that Smash Hits readers aren't interested in Shaky because he came 3rd in the poll last year. You can't be jealous of his looks, and his music can't be all that bad to be continuously charting. If there is a reason for virtually ignoring him, I'll be interested to hear it. And that letter was sent by Anne Sutcliffe in Hatfield. Clearly a Shaky fan. Dear Editor, well, about 2 months ago, I was at my local newsagent and I saw a mag called Smash Hits, and my curiosity made me look inside, and after a quick browse, I bought it, and I've been buying it ever since. So what, you may say? Well, the fact is, I'm a dinky-die Aussie, West Australian, and I think that Smash Hits is a bonza ripsnort. In other words, fantastic. So here we have it, a letter from Western Australia, so I advise you to treasure it, because I doubt my friends would bother writing, so I have to on their behalf. Oh well, must go, the emus are chasing the kangaroo around the house again. And that's from somebody called Mon in Perth. So that was this week's Dear Editor feature, and now it's time for this week's classic album. And this week is Upstairs at Eric's from Yazoo. Upstairs at Eric's is the debut studio album from English synth-pop duo Yazoo, known in America as Yaz. It was released on the 20th of August 1982 by Mute Records, and the album reached number 2 on the UK album charts and has been certified platinum by the British phonographic industry, denoting sales in excess of 300,000 copies in the United Kingdom.
Classic albums.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. Game. And I need you. Listen to
Now that's what I call an 80s classic.
And that really was an 80s classic. Only You from Yazoo and the album Upstairs at Eric's. And that got to number 2 in the charts on the 16th of May 1982. But that was kept off the top spot by Nicole, the Eurovision winner that year, with a song called A Little Peace. Do you remember that? So just one more track from Yazoo and their classic album Upstairs at Eric's. It's called Bad Connection, and that will take us to the end of this week's New Wave Heroes. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I have. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Classic albums.
Morning.